As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
That's right. Go see Katie and the crew. They're going to get you taken care of. You got those big, sticky, shock absorber sized buds. They got everything you need from seed to harvest. Go see them. Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Two words for you, Hunter. Two words. Yeah. Whale penis. That's where we're going with this. Okay.
Is this the Nessie thing?
No, this is not. But we'll dive into that. Anyway, I'm going to play you some audio, and then we're gonna really dig into this whale penis topic. All right? So just take a listen. We'll go from there.
Here's a new one. What is that? It is massive. Like the size of my leg. Disgusting.
Now, hold on real quick. I want to make sure everyone knows this lady.
Of course he's got to say that.
This lady isn't talking about me after I, reveal myself.
It is massive. Like the size of my leg. Disgusting. So, with the help of TikTok and marine biologists, I think we have finally figured out what that weird animal thing is. It's a whale. Apparently, the males fight and they bite each other's things off. And then they just wash up on beaches all around the world.
I do want to say I appreciate this lady adding the whale sound effect. Like, that's great. I appreciate that. Nice. So, where do you want to start with this, Hunter? Where should we begin? Where should
we begin? We should probably start by, hey, be careful, buddy boy. I'll bite it off. It'll wash up.
So, in this story, long story short, this lady walking on the beaches of Australia stumbles upon this big tentacle alien arm looking thing, okay?
Please tell me she had like a steak or like kicked it real quick.
I think she did give a little toe tap, like a little toe tap. What you got there, buddy? You know? Well, to be honest, so I saw this thing on the beach. I wouldn't use my toe. I'd get a stick. So I really want to break down the fact. Okay, well, one, where you living where just whale penises are washing up on shore, all right? That's just
giant. Just massive.
That's what you're going to stumble upon on beach day? I don't want that, okay? I don't want that.
Yeah.
Second of all, nature is so brutal, okay? I am so happy. I mean, we as humans, all right? We as humans, we can be pretty crappy to each other. I get it. But there are whales out there right now, possibly.
By the way, we make lines that you don't cross.
Right?
I don't think in the animal kingdom they make the lines.
No, they don't. Because right now there is a good possibility, Hunter, that two whales are out there in the dark ocean going back and forth, and one of them is going to rip off the other one's genitals.
I'm going for it.
That's that. Come here.
Man.
And now here's the other question.
Yeah, nature is scary.
Here's the other question, too. Is it out while they're fighting?
Yeah, like, why is it out? You know, it's like, that's kind of weird, you know?
Are they playing swords? Like, is that how they duel? Because to me, I feel like if I'm in a fight.
Tuck that thing in, while you're fighting. You don't want
to. When I'm in a fight, I usually have one hand on the genitals, and then the other hand is there doing whatever it needs to. I'm being very protective of that sensitive area.
Much like in Forrest Gump, tuck that in, Bubba. You get that caught on a tripwire, Come on.
Enemy's going to shoot that thing off, man.
Something.
Golly.
Yeah, you don't want it hanging out,
I've been in one, legit fight in my life, and it wasn't even really that.
Did you have your wiener out?
No. God, no. That's, the last thing I would do.
Yeah.
Of course, I guess if you do want to end a fight quick.
That guy's not going to fight you, though.
It's true.
I'm not fighting a dude with his wiener out. Weird.
See, and that's where we're at as a species, but apparently.
And my first thought wouldn't be that, here's the opportunity.
Well, I'm going to end this.
Fight it off.
I'm going to rip that. This is a quick fight. This is going to be a quick fight.
What I'm going for. Yeah. Why that thing like a speed bag.
That's why I always fight on my knees. I'm right there at that height. All right. Go ahead. Do it. Come on. You want to fight? You want to go, bro? Get nice and close. I
had it dangling.
There's just so much going on in this. So much going on in this.
Yeah.
So I'm happy as a again, we still have a lot of work to do to take care of our fellow man. But let's just all agree that thank God we have gotten to an evolutionary point where during duels, we are not ripping each other's genitals off.
Before this, man, that majestic animal, I thought they were just floating around, having a good time. But no.
Yeah, I got a different view on whales now. Honestly, you're right. I thought they were just big, beautiful, majestic creatures. Now I know how they fight, and they fight dirty. All right, they it's fight dirty. Hey, if you're ever out and a whale wants to fight you, don't do it. All right, don't do it.
Don't do it.
If you see a whale and he's got a look in his eye like he wants to throw down, all right?
He'll get you. He'll get you.
He puts G7 on the jukebox. You just back away. You say, hey, I don't want any trouble, whale. Me and my penis, we're going home, okay? I'm sorry.
G8.
If you like pina coladas, oh, my penis. All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day, brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. We'll be back.